Wagwan.
Yo.
No.
Gun kiss.
One A. Gun not kiss. Three A's.
Okay. Wagwan.
No?
Yeah.
Because, you know, back home, we didn't used to have those flashbulb toilets. Yeah. If we did have them, sometimes we didn't have the water.
Yeah.
That's the lift.
So we used to... Did you used to flush pit latrines?
No.
Then why are you saying you...
You just throw the leaves.
Some of us are brought up in houses.
I'm saying something that you guys are not
manyatas. Calm down.
Nah, but I'm also a terrible reader. I've tried.
It's like everything is all right. Hey, you read like 5 pages.
Yo. Hey.
It's not even leaf. 5.
Slumberland. Leaf
is coming heavy. But I'm learning. Yo. It's your boys and girl. Back again with another episode. It's Read the Room podcast in front of you. It's your boy Kisaka, aka Baby K. To my left, I got
your one and only
Nasong. Oh,
the government name.
Alvin Nasong.
That's a diss, oh. William. That's a diss.
That's
my girl. I was just saying, okay. Who is...
Huh? Bro, relax when introducing yourself. How do you understand attacking me? Okay, attacking me. And to my right, I have the beautiful
Lee Kanye.
In the building.
And the last but not least.
Yo, Wagwan. Kipto Ruto.
Yeah.
I feel like we should book a trip for Ruto to UK, so he can now start saying the Wagwan thing.
Not even
yo,
UK.
No,
Jamaica.
Wagwan.
I think you're not. Can you say this?
Okay. Hey, yo, Wagwan.
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 Why are you dragging?
Okay. Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Hey. Wagwan.
Yo.
No.
Gun kiss.
One A. Gun not kiss. Three A's.
Okay. Wagwan. Let's do this. Okay. Oh, welcome to the Read the Room podcast. Okay, this is Eric Kucho. It's been a very, very long time, guys. I've not been there. Now I'm back on set.
Where have you been?
Up and downs. Yeah, I've been working too hard.
Life has been happening.
Until I realized that in this world you're not supposed to work hard, but you're supposed to work smart.
That's the way.
Okay, at the end of the day, I realized that I'm supposed to work smart. No, okay. Yeah. I'm still a photographer, guys.
Realized you just came back online.
Okay, this is what happened.
Yeah, what happened?
So my phone went off when I was talking to my previous landlady.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, okay, was this lady a witch or something?
Hey, witch.
This is the thing that I'm asking.
Choice of word.
If she goes across YouTube and finds this
you called her a witch.
I'm going to put this down on the books.
Don't call me and tell me.
I was not involved.
Look for me a lawyer, because it just happened.
Let me say this. This was the thing that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a call with her because we had not settled something like the bond or something. She had not paid back to me.
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, okay, let me call her and let me know on what's going on. After I talked to her, she was like, oh, Eric, we're going to talk about that. And then all of a sudden, my phone went black. Uh-huh. And most of the time, I usually use my phone on speaker. Uh-huh. I never put my phone there. Yeah. And then she was like, why is my phone black? And then she was still talking. Then I said, okay. Nimukisini.
This nigga. God damn. Keep going.
At the end of the day, I realized that, oh, okay. Android problems. Lynn can laugh at that thing. And Alvin can laugh the best. I know it was all Android problems.
This man has been suffering. Now he is back bigger and better.
Bigger and better. Okay. Show the.
Okay, this is the thing. You guys need to listen to me. So, what I did, I went silent for a period of time. Then I said, okay, let me go to my savings and buy a new phone, right?
Yeah.
I bought an iPhone 15 Pro.
Where is it?
After I bought that phone, I used it like 5 hours because I was going to shoot a photography session in the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the episode, but after some time I said that, okay, let me try see the photos and everything. Then I was like discouraged from the photos. Then I say, okay, iPhone is not my thing. What did I do?
Because you don't know how to use it.
Okay, listen to me, bro. I'm the one talking.
I'm hating on iPhone and he does not know.
Listen
how to
me.
It.
I'm the one saying everything.
So, after
the 5 hours, I said, okay, this is not my thing. I told my boy, okay, give me your phone. Mm. I took the pictures of the iPhone. I decided to post it on Facebook Market.
You sold it?
Yeah. After 5 hours, I sold the F-215 Pro Max.
What did you just say?
Is that a phone or a
iPhone 15 Pro Max. The iPhone 15 Pro Max.
If that's how you're talking, you don't deserve to own
you
an
don't
iPhone.
Deserve to own an iPhone.
Okay.
That's what you're calling it.
This is the thing. I decided to...
Once a Samsung, always a Samsung.
Okay, I decided...
With this phone.
No, it's an Android.
I'm going to explain about the case.
Show the people how... Yeah.
Okay, I'm
going to
explain about the case.
After I decided selling that silly iPhone
15 Pro... The silly iPhone 15 Pro, because I'm not an iPhone user, right?
Okay.
I sold it, and lucky enough, after 3 hours, someone came and picked it up at around 8 p.m.
How much was it?
I sold it at around $1,800.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a shit phone anyway. Okay. After that, okay. I was suffering. You know what? Mm. The iPhone users do have Siri or something, right? Us in Samsung, we have someone known as Bixby, but she's the poorest in this.
Someone.
Some lady. Let me, because mine is specific, she's a lady. Okay. She's like, hey, Bixby, can I call Willie? She's not responding. Hey, Bixby, can I call Willie? She's not responding. The third time, hey, Bixby, can I call Willie? I have two Willie in your phone. Which one can I call? 0410. 0. She's not responding.
She didn't understand that.
That's it. She's like responding like
Wait,
2 minutes
hold
later.
Hold on. Let me ask you one thing. Is it Bixby or are you talking about Siri?
Bixby. So
Bixby.
iPhone,
you have Siri.
Samsung
Samsung has Bixby.
I thought he was talking about Siri. When
you no. Now it's, okay.
now it's Bixby. Now I'm talking about the previous phone that I had.
Now he's, yeah.
Okay.
After I mentioned Bixby, I have to call Bixby like 2 or 3 times so that she responds the way you guys have. Hey, Bixby, can I call Willie? Hey, Bixby. Now she's responding. You see? That's the thing. I'll call Willie. Cancel it.
Anyway, long story short.
Yeah. I had to repair my phone back. And this is the cover that I have, guys. I'm the new man in the house. I'm an old man. I have to open my phone like
How
this.
How do you open if you receive a message?
Mm.
Oh, who is this calling me? I have to handle it.
I think
it like
you have to put it in character because I see old people like they hold it like this.
I'm an old man, hey.
Yeah.
I'm an old man. Literally, I'm the old one here. Literally, I'm the old one here. I have to hold it like this.
Say English so by that boat, English by boat.
So I have to do this to my phone then. Yeah, it's a nice cover. But the thing that brought
it's
me
a nice
to, this,
cover.
To this cover is that most of the time I don't like walking with my wallet. Because literally
don't make
you
excuses.
No! all of you can testify.
Do you even have a wallet?
Let me tell you guys, all of you know that I like wearing the shorts.
Where's your wallet? I've never seen you.
My wallet is in the house. I don't like walking with my wallet because I'm wearing the shorts full time.
What shorts?
This like okay, what can I say about the shorts? But I like wearing shorts. That's the simple thing that I can say. Upon wearing the shorts, I can't put my wallet on the back. That's the thing, guys.
Do you remember? No, I get it.
Do you guys remember when when you're like class 7?
It's like, it's like writing a composition.
So that is how your week has been. I think we'll go ahead and see how
but
each of
anyway,
our weeks have been.
Anyway, I sorted everything about the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to my Samsung S23 Ultra. I sorted about the screen and everything.
That's the same phone.
Yeah, it's just the same phone.
Oh, you fixed
because
it?
One shitty thing about the my producer, okay, I can't say the producers because
hey,
you guys are laughing too much until I'm feeling so guilty. So this is the thing. The people who sold me the phone, I went back to them and told them, okay, I've my phone had a screen problem and I sorted it out. I went an extension because this is an S23 Ultra. I need an S24 Ultra. So you know what this guy told me? Because the phone had the problem and he fixed it, so we're going to add 500 extra. And then I've fixed the screen with $450. Another thing is that I'm going to pay $300 above all everything. I told them, okay. That's more than 1500 extra.
This story I was
It's hard. It's hard to follow. It's hard to follow. You know, I've tried. Hope the viewers have understood your point.
No, they definitely not.
Whoever has not understood and whoever has understood.
I'm in the studio and I've not understood. Okay.
The thing is, my number is... Just ring me. I'm going to tell you about the story of what happened in the last 2 weeks.
And he's looking for a wife.
Yeah,
also.
He's looking
okay.
For
help him also.
Let me make it clear. This is 2024. I'm not looking for a wife. These guys are lying about that. I have a very beautiful wife. I love her too much.
Why are you lying?
You know
it's on Saturday. Why are you lying?
William, let me remind everyone that I'm not William. William is the one, not even on the
don't
street.
Even bring
he's
my
on
name
the villages. Looking for someone.
Villages, baby.
Looking for Kienyeji.
In plural.
Yeah. I'm not looking for anyone. I am happily married.
The good thing about editing there in my house is like, we'll cut this part. We'll see how you go. Keep talking.
Anyway, guys, I'm not single at all. I have a beautifully and wonderfully made wife. Napenda sana. Huyu mtu alibarikiwa na Mungu. Sauti nyororo.
Ya kutoa nyoka pangoni.
Hata fadhali nyoka. Yangu aitoe nyoka. Yangu malaika wanaimba binguni sababu nilipata malaika. Mwenzao. Nampenda jamani.
Okay.
Hey, it must be nice.
After everything, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm praying, amen. God bless me with that person.
Oh. You're still celibate.
Useless guy, man.
Celibacy.
Don't even go there. Chill again. Go back to you. Lynn, how's your week? How's your week? This guy is just all the way. It's like all the episodes he's missed. He's decided to talk through everything all at
talking
once.
Through everyone.
Talking through everyone. Talking through everything.
Hey. We say that Nime Kapitia.
Mohika's been good. At least I have my phone. It hasn't been as adventurous as Ruto's.
Yo, you remember when he was laughing at me? for not having a phone.
Karma.
Karma.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Who's using an iPhone 12 from Alvin? I don't have an iPhone 12 like Alvin.
What's the problem with
iPhone
12?
I know.
Literally,
iPhone 7 is better than
Okay,
S22.
I cannot talk about my brother's problem.
Listen. iPhone 7 is better than Samsung S23, but...
I can't talk about that. You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't worry, we are haters
okay,
all the way.
Okay, when I start talking to people who don't know whatever they're talking, I'm going to talk to you.
Let's go. Alvin, tell us about your week. Don't worry about it.
She was still...
No. I'm done. My week has been good.
She was saying about her phone. What about you?
It has been a cruisy week for me because I actually had a tire puncture, a slow puncture the other day.
Uh-huh.
I was going for basketball. I got a flat tire.
Evening, yeah. Hey.
So we had to change it, and you know, apart from that, it's been just cruising.
Easy.
Yeah.
Damn.
What about you?
My week has been crazy. Not really. I think just because of work. Been working a lot since we're just trying to go back on holiday. We want to like.
Destroy
these passports of ours. And
yeah.
Punch, fill the pages. And go for another one.
Yeah.
That's the goal this year. So I think it's just work. Missed you guys. We've not caught up in like a minute as well.
Aww.
I think because like, yeah, you just rush. And then when Monday starts, all of a sudden,
everyone's
Thursday. And you think about it. And then you're like, yo.
We haven't seen each other since
the weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're going to see each other again. To next Thursday. Weekend. So if you don't see each other during the weekend.
I think Thursday is the day that we usually break from work or something.
Yeah, Friday. Mine is Friday.
It's actually rare because
mine is Saturday. I go back to work on Saturday.
It's about to ramp up even more. So it's about to get crazy. But we welcome it.
It's because our schedules are also different because you work.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's it. Schedule is also not lining up. But it is what it is. We welcome it. So, thank you to our subscribers. Please don't forget, we beg you, just subscribe, put the notification so that you know when we are when we're going to drop some more videos. More videos are cooking. First of all, I think we'll give a round of applause to Lynn and Carissa for their episode.
Yeah,
I think they're doing for the so ladies. Well for the ladies,
for the girlies.
Let me tell you, I had to watch it 3 times because you know they're making very important points out
bro,
there.
Yeah.
Literally, when I posted on my Instagram, like people were reacting on it.
Really?
Yeah, it was. Some people were reacting on it. Then I was like, okay,
yeah,
these girlies are making some point. Hey,
you guys should learn from that.
I think guys should even subscribe more than the women.
Mm-hmm. So there's another one coming out. So
there's another one. Yeah, there's another one coming.
But they were shooting direct the.
Oh.
Hey. They were making it they very, like, very
they
clear.
They were like the bullets were hitting the.
They're hitting it. Are you how?
Hey, when I posted, I had like reactions, but they were not the ladies reacting.
The men.
The men. Okay. I was telling all your moje, bro. What did these guys decide?
Oh. We're just stating facts, you know?
if those were the facts anyway. Okay.
If the shoe fits, do better. Yeah.
We will do better and work hard.
Okay, yeah. The one that hit me so well was like, okay, let me tell you guys. Something was like, I want you guys to listen clearly. When you are rejected, don't go by out there saying that, okay, this and this and this. You remember when you say that? That was the thing.
When you're rejected, go.
Yeah.
What did she say?
What did I say?
You guys don't even remember.
Remind me.
When you are told a no.
Oh, yeah. Don't force it. I know it's a no.
Don't force it.
Yeah.
I was almost asking you to just say in Swahili because I didn't get anything.
Okay. Nikisema kwa Kiswahili, na charipu kusema watu wangu, ukiambiwa apana, kubali.
Ni apana.
A no is a no.
Mm-hmm. A no is a sentence. It's a full sentence.
Okay. We got you clear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Anyway, guys.
So, go on.
So, the period that I didn't have my phone, I realized that... Back to the phone story. Yeah. I'm introducing something.
That's how pivotal the phone is.
Okay. let me tell you one thing, guys. This period where I didn't have my phone is that I realized that this thing that I was addicted to social media so much.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that I had my phone, I was like on my Instagram full time. Mm. Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat a little bit, LinkedIn so much. Then I realized that, okay, the moment that I didn't have my phone, I was not spending much of my time on Instagram, but I was making my time so productive.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is...
On the laptop.
Yeah, on my laptop. Literally, when I'm on
Snap web.
Try using Snap web. Okay,
because Ruto was snapping at this man.
This is the thing, guys. You guys only know about the Snap web, but I'm beyond Snap web because most of the time I work from home, mm-hmm. and I'm using my computer for like full time, right?
It's okay.
And then one thing I realized that
without Wi-Fi, you're not online.
No, not about that. Mm. I'm beyond social media. Ooh. That's the thing.
So what was your question?
Go back. So the thing is, do you guys feel like when you get that distance from the social media, are you productive? Are you productive beyond the social media?
That's actually like a good question.
Are you productive beyond social media? Because I realized that I was like too much into work than into social media at that time. Mm. Literally, most of the people were calling me like, hey, Ruto, tumangalia that our snaps have... I said, you can get us a yo. But that was the thing. Up to 6 people literally called me like, okay, our snap has ended. Mm. What is happening? Then I was telling them like, I'm into work, I'm working hard too much, I'm like having some work problems. Then I'm lying to them because I don't have a phone. The phone that I had to sell it because I don't know what... The thing was, I don't know how to use it. And then another thing is that I don't want to use an iPhone.
Why?
Why?
It's still a phone.
iPhone is shit.
Ego is a bad
but
thing.
But my question is, do you guys feel like... Do you guys feel like once you are beyond social media, can you be productive beyond social media? That's a question to you, all of you.
Yesterday I was about to make reels. God damn.
No. I don't think it's like that.
Still
I
social
think
media though, so.
I think there's a way you're supposed to handle your social media. I'm not very active on social media. I'm more there just like watch reels and scroll, but I'm not like a very active person.
Because if you say active, you're still on social media.
You're still on social media.
So you're just active, but you're not.
You're just scrolling. You're not posting. You're not scrolling through the reels.
Let me tell you. At the end of the day, I was like, okay, I'm not comfortable without social media. I had to log in my Instagram on my laptop. I had to log in my Snapchat on my laptop. Everything, my WhatsApp on my laptop, so that I can feel that I'm part of the community. I'm part of the people, so that I can scroll on whatever these people are saying. Full time, I'm usually on Twitter. I went on Twitter and like, okay, let me check on. I'm still on Twitter. I'm an old man, you know. That's why I have my own cover, old cover.
Okay.
So I was on Twitter and then I said, okay. So there's a life beyond what? Social media.
Social media.
See, Twitter is still social media.
That's the thing that I'm telling you that. There's a life beyond social media.
He didn't get a chance to do all that.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, when I'm on my phone, I'm like so comfortable. I can access all my social media. Mm-hmm. But when I'm on my laptop, I can think like, okay, let me check on this work thing. Let me check on this work thing.
Yeah.
And like when I'm usually on my phone, I don't think about work.
Oh, so you're saying you were more productive.
I was more productive in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
My friends were like calling me, Ruto, where are you? Ruto, where are you? And then I was like, I am having life problems, life this. But at the end of the day, I'm still relaxing, guys. I'm still good. Yeah, here I am.
Yeah.
Very handsome. Yeah, but you guys,
before we laugh with Ruto, what do you think? You're about to leave, so tell us, what do you think social media? Is it like we use too much? Are we supposed to like regulate it more? Or
I mean, like if like having social media, yes, it keeps you very locked in.
Yep.
In terms of
informed,
just, yeah, yeah, not informed. Being okay, not keep informed aside, because definitely we get informed with various contexts or all the things.
Hey, most of the things I learn from TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok,
these are the fake learners. You guys,
what do you mean? TikTok has taught me like,
things
that my teachers haven't.
You want to cook eggs with a pencil because teachers have told.
No.
I'm scared.
You know, you're calling. Wait, he's calling Ruto old. You are old.
No.
You are old.
Everyone, I'm the oldest.
They do too much. No. This big. Like TikTok is good. I don't like. I've never gotten into TikTok as much, right? But this guy is for. Why are you doing this TikTok? Why are you doing this? TikTok?
William,
that wasn't my point.
No, okay,
slow down.
No,
that wasn't my point.
I get what you're saying.
Someone can come live
I'm just
on Instagram
it around saying, okay. Yeah, TikTok as well. Like everything comes up, and there's like, oh, where do you learn this TikTok?
It's a very
good place to learn, but I feel like sometimes there is where people get carried. It's like they don't even know what. As long as TikTok has said it, it's true or it has happened.
But it's not even the case
because that's just another person that's told you the same thing.
Okay, listen.
Right?
Listen.
And we never had this with like Instagram. Oh, yeah. Instagram has told you this.
Okay, let me tell you one thing.
It's because you're not on TikTok.
Let me tell you guys one thing.
But I'm just saying.
I realize
that
this.
It's not
like,
all true.
People are coming to Instagram live and they're like telling people, have you seen that leak? This trend on TikTok. Why you bring a TikTok thing into Instagram? Because you guys are learning a lot from TikTok. You are making. No.
I don't mind. I don't mind learning, but it reaches a point where guys are overdoing it.
Yeah,
when someone from TikTok says, "Oh, this is not a black mic. This is blue," guys will be like, "Oh, you can see it's black, but it's really blue," because I saw it in TikTok. How many conspiracy theories have you guys learned from TikTok?
Let me
get out of here. Get out of here.
But it's something.
I will never support any TikTok user.
Listen, let me talk.
Uh-huh.
Because there's one time I was watching TikTok. And
yeah.
You'd always watch TikTok with your wife, bro.
What? Yeah, at least he has a wife.
What's wrong with it?
Next, continue.
I'd have left the studio.
Give me water. Give me water. Quiet, water, Jamani.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
So I was saying, I was watching TikTok the other day, and there was this thing trending about a man, an old man, white man. So he was actually explaining, if you guys don't have water in your house, or and you've just used the toilet, you can just get a bucket of water and just flush it all straight. And I'm like, clearly, yeah, we've been doing that since we were young, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, back home, we didn't used to have those flushable toilets. Yeah. If we did have them, sometimes we didn't have the water going into the cistern.
Yeah.
Is it the cistern?
So we used
I'm done.
We didn't ask about it. I'm done.
You and that. Did you used to flush pit latrines?
No.
Then why are you saying you...
You just used to throw the leaves.
Why?
You're done.
But this guy is so out of
touch. I'm from the village. No. You guys don't know about this.
Okay, no, we are not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
We're talking about the house toilets. Some of us are brought up in houses.
I'm saying something that you
not
guys are not
talking about. Not in manyatas. Calm down.
Hey,
William,
hey.
We are not talking about...
Calm down.
Leaves.
Uh-huh. Oh, are you understanding the conversation?
Hey, Lina just said leaves.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Okay. Should I know what was
that? The flush.
Oh, yeah, the flush bucket, thingy. Yeah. Yeah, so we used to use the bucket to flush our...
Toilet.
Shit. Out of the toilet.
Oh my God. We don't need to know the details. Okay. Uh-huh.
But so yeah, that was the whole point.
For bucket.
That was the
Yo, and then you're at your friend's house.
Those friends that come to your house and you know when you go to the toilet it's not please don't go to my toilet.
If you have to flush house, 3 times.
Just go back to your you wait for it to fill out again flushed. Okay, go on, sorry.
So yeah, that was the whole thing, and there was a guy commenting about it, and he was like, "Shit, this thing is a whole thing back home. We used to do it, and you guys are actually knowing about it right now." So it's basically sometimes info, positive. Like I can you can learn things from it.
Yeah.
And at times, yes, there's some things that they say about it, and that you're like, "Whoa, pause." Because I was also watching another thing about guys scamming about this TikTok trends of guys going to Africa and they're starting to show how, like, there was this guy showing how the Muslim kids were actually living in a what do you call iron sheets? Yeah, the iron sheets house.
And, Mabati.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it gets hot and you're in a...
Yeah.
That kind
yeah.
Of yeah.
So you feel
yeah.
the temperatures rising.
Yeah.
So he was saying all about that and he was actually saying we should start donating to them. So we go to his bio and send him the money.
Mm.
Then I was like, okay, yeah. I've been there. I've seen this. It was a normal thing back home. But the way he was putting it, he was like, shit, these guys are about to die. And you're like... Okay, yeah.
Also, he's trying to get money out of people.
So that he can help these kids.
Oh, yeah.
But then you go to the comment section, you'll be like, shit, he's talking the real thing, but some of the money is going to his pockets, you know? Because you don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because you don't know what this guy, if he wants to go... if he's saying all that, then he actually goes to...
goes back and help.
Goes back
yeah.
and help them. Because yeah. we pretty much get... The only part
which is not understudy. He just told me that.
You pretty much get the whole film of where he's only portraying that he's going to help them.
Yeah.
But we don't get
the everything else
yeah. that's gonna happen after us going out of our ways taking money.
Yeah. But that's just social media. That's just social
not
media.
Not TikTok.
And before the one you said about TikTok is what sometimes that pisses me off is like TikTok is good.
Yeah.
You like to watch trends. You like to see people like whoever are dancing, whoever like they're discovering something new. But I think sometimes I think it should be one of the biggest social medias right now.
Yep.
But the way people are using it and learning from it, sometimes it's scary.
Because
they like Ruto today will come and say, oh, today MacBooks are this and this, and then there'll be a good number of people that support. Video once that video trends, they will support it, and it's not even true. It's just because somebody said it.
Mm.
And once they do enough to make it trend, it's a whole thing. So
there was this story back in Kenya. Not even back in Eldoret.
Yeah.
People were like saying, all the challenges moving to Australia are just on TikTok. They are just posting for us TikTok stories, TikTok stories. Uh-huh. They're not posting for us whatever is happening.
Yeah.
They're just posting whatever their lives in Australia.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, what is the essence of you guys complaining about TikTok, yet this is the social media that this guy's live?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I mean, whatever floats your boat. If you're like William and you like watching Instagram reels
just stop hating on me.
That were TikToks, like...
Okay. No, though.
Let me make it clear. If you're William and you like to look at people's WhatsApp status, stay at William.
Okay, so you think
no
you
WhatsApp
think,
status?
No, listen. So you think they usually record using Instagram?
What?
You actually think they record using Instagram?
No. You guys hate all my reels that I send you guys. How can I send you guys reels and the first thing you say?
I've watched it
on TikTok.
But it's true though.
Whatever you guys are sending me, I've watched it on TikTok.
When somebody watches it, like when
you watch it alone.
When I've seen I've seen it. I just react to it the way I want you to react. Just react to my damn reels the way I send it to you.
I'm a real friend. I'll tell you the truth.
No. That's why I'll stop sending you reels.
Okay.
If I send you a reel,
don't send me reels that I've seen.
William. From like 3 years ago. It's very situational, right? A reel might come out. Listen. Let me finish. Bro, I'm hot.
When a video's done...
Three years ago, right?
Yeah.
I might see the video today and it might hit different than it did 3 years ago. If I send it to you, of course it was here 3 years ago. I don't expect
but
you to
it's
say,
not the same
bro,
thing.
I had already seen
it. It's not
it.
The same
no,
thing.
No, that's just, you're supposed to, a good friend will carry along the laugh.
I have for a couple of times, but then.
And when you get fed up,
yeah.
It's fake friends.
Let me just put it clear.
I'll be real with you. If I've seen it, I'll tell you, yeah, bro, I've already seen it.
But then you're destroying the whole thing. Why am I sending it to you?
I don't want to be fake and start laughing then.
I can't force my
like
laughter.
Shit, I already
watched.
But if it's funny, it's funny.
I can't force my laughter.
But so I already
see,
laughed.
No. But the thing is, if you see a funny video today and you laugh, if you see it on Friday, will you laugh?
No.
Why? Because it's not funny anymore?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
These
are the people we don't... These are the people I don't want. And this is why I don't like
TikTok. It depends with the joke, though.
Because of people like this.
It depends with the joke as well.
Stop being salty.
I'm not salty. Get
TikTok.
I'm just... Oh, no. It will make everything better.
You can send me TikToks and I won't be like, I've watched this.
I don't have TikTok and I'm not using TikTok anymore.
Okay, let's see. We'll go back. TikTok versus Instagram is going. This fight will keep on going. So, yeah. There's a man winning somewhere.
Yeah, men are always winning anyway.
Not always, but this time, there's this guy, Ariana Grande's... his name's Dalton Gomez.
Yeah.
Oh, Dalton.
So it was Ariana's wife for 3 years. How long? 3 years. 3 years is 36 months, to be specific.
Like 12?
Yeah,
oh my God, this man is
months.
Winning.
So if they had a baby, the baby's not even 5 years. You've not even done the fifth birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So... And they've broken up.
Yeah.
And now, Ariana is supposed to pay this man
1.25
USD.
Okay.
United States dollars.
Why is she paying him?
I don't know. Because
why did
she's
I make the mistake? Because I want
divorce.
She's the one that filed for the divorce.
Yeah.
I don't know about it, but after going to court, all that, he
the
won.
Man is
damn.
Only man
so 1.25 million. And then paying for court charges, and then whatever house they own in LA, when they sell it, we're splitting half and half.
So they didn't sign prenup. Is that the thing?
There was a prenuptial sign
agreement.
I think there was an agreement.
Do you guys support it? Prenup, prenuptial agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I support it.
No.
I support it.
I don't support it.
Alvin, speak it from your heart, my brother.
I do support.
Huh?
I do support.
Why?
And the set goes silent. Sorry, I have a very bad hay fever. That's why I'm moving away. I don't know.
Hey, you've been sneezing.
I've been sneezing.
Coronavirus.
since 3-4 hours ago. So yeah.
Can we go to a different topic?
Please? No. We have to. He said yes. I said.
She said no.
Anything.
She said no. Alvin said yes. Okay, Alvin. I said I'm okay for the prenup. How about you?
I'm okay for it.
Thank you.
I'm okay.
We've won.
Well.
Lynn, are you okay? We've won.
You haven't. What have you won?
Okay, that's it. Okay. What do we call Bishan in English?
Argue.
Yeah, we've won the argue.
Argument.
Argument.
Hey,
I'm from the village, you know that, right?
Hey, que bruto.
That one we know.
Yeah,
you can get the man out of the village, but you can
never get the village out of this.
Out of the man. But we love it. We enjoy being here. So that one we won't get into it because some people.
Yeah. we'll talk outside.
They said they will. Hey, okay, guys. Will be thrown.
Okay, guys. Let's go away from that. There's this one thing that I've realized. When William went to Kenya, William and Alex, I once called them and they were like, okay, we are buying books.
Books.
Yeah. So when William came to my house, he gave my housemate a book and then he said, okay, read this book. I know Ruto doesn't want to read books or something. Okay, I knew William knew that I don't know how to read or something. William was saying that in the back of his mind. Then I saw like, do you think like reading books do help? Okay, that's my question. Do you guys think that reading books
were
do help?
Were you high?
No, I was not high. I literally don't want to read books anymore. Literally, Wayne gave me a book as a present, a book that says How to Listen Keenly.
You should read that
you
book.
Read
please,
that again.
Read the book.
He tried to help you.
So this is my question. Do you guys think that reading books helps people?
Yeah, yes, it helps. Yes. It helps.
Okay,
if you read it, you listen keenly.
Okay, Alvin, how does this book help people?
Yeah, like how you said, if you could have read it, now you could have been listening very clearly.
Oh. And keenly.
And keenly.
No way. No way.
But I think books, they just open up your mind. It's like watching a movie, but in detail.
Mm.
It's just like, it depends on, there's people who like the fiction, there's people who like real biographies. It just open up your mind about, it's just learning.
And
it's just learning more.
Nowadays, you don't have to like read, you can listen. If you can't read, you can listen.
Okay, Lynn, that's why I have a JBL. Okay.
Yeah, so use it and...
That was so unnecessary.
No, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Lynn.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Like
okay, the thing is, the whole essence of reading a book is learning, right?
Yeah.
How many forms of learning do you have? We can watch a movie so that we can learn, right? We can read the book, we can learn from it. So, the whole question of reading a book, I've seen like most of the people are like, read a book.
Read the room. Podcast.
So, William came into my place and was like, this book I'm leaving here so that you guys can read, so that you can teach Ruto how to read a book.
What was the book called?
William, you can just mention to them because I didn't bother about it.
Yeah.
It's another book I was given as a present. I'm not sure of the name of it as well. Okay. Because I had to.
You gave it out as well.
But yeah, at the end of the day.
Why was I not given? I read books.
No, because I went to the house. I was going to work. I was passing by the house.
Mm.
And then one of them was like, oh, I finished this board. Like, he wants another one.
Yeah.
My housemate wants another one. So it's like, oh, I have this. I'm still reading one. When I finish it, let me come grab it off you. Like, that's how
it happened. I feel like at the end of the day, if reading the book is an essence of learning, if you feel comfortable in watching a movie so that you can learn, like watching a documentary.
Not like that. You don't always learn. You see the entertainment you get when watching a movie.
Yep.
There's people who like, what's the name of this movie? 50 Shades?
Yeah.
Every other woman buys that book because I think it gets into more detail about it. So for them, they're not. It's not really learning. It's like the entertainment, but in like deeper. Because books, a movie would show you walking from here to the city, and we show you leaving here and arriving to the city. But a book would say you left here, you caught the bus. There was a fight.
This is what I saw.
Yeah, there was a fight in the bus. The lights didn't work. You got off. You had to walk. So so that's why book just gives more detail.
And also, Ruto, your question, I think you're asking if you read, what's your question again?
For education.
Okay, so like not
be keen.
All
be keen.
Not all books are for educational purposes. Like some are educational, some are just like for fun, entertainment. So yeah.
Literally, the last book I read was like my high school book, but I didn't read the fullest part of it.
Nah, but I'm also a terrible reader. I've tried.
Did you finish the book I gave you?
Let me tell you. When William was in Kenya, like I was like ringing William. William is with Shivambo and he's like, bro, kuna hii kitabu inaitwa hii na hii. You need to read it. Until I thought that William is
I never pushed it on you. I just said it's Prince exciting.
How about William? Prince because William was the one responding to the phone call.
Yeah, so he can influence. You can influence someone in a good way. So Shivambo. Thank you. I don't mind reading.
Thank you for showing my brother the way, but my brother is not following the path.
I'm learning how to read again. Because for some reason, when I start reading is when I start being sleepy.
I know.
Page one.
It's like everything is all right. You read like 5 pages.
Yo. Hey.
It's not even 5.
Slumberland. Sleep
is coming heavy. But I'm learning, so it's progressing. It's getting better.
Personally, even I never got
like that. So it's just different. You don't have to.
Yeah. I think it's
a good skill. And then you learn as well, like different words. So it's like, I think your vocabulary on how you speak is not, very flat. Because how else are you going to learn?
I feel attacked.
Let me ask you one thing. Let me ask you guys one thing. Yeah. In high school, when we used to do all these set books and everything, what's the one book that you always, when the teacher used to come and start explaining the book, so when you open it, you just went blank.
Tumbo Lisiloshiba. I can't remember the other one. Chozi Laheri. Oi, Jesus.
No, we didn't read that one.
Because you guys are old.
Kidaga.
Kidaga Kimemozea. Oh my God. I think I was a dumb student, but Kidaga was literally.
Me too. Kidaga.
Kidaga.
Open that thing. We used to. Now the book is right here. Yeah, like this.
On page 15. Are you there, your deskmate?
Tap me, wait, when they get to the
no, desk, my deskmate is also on the same position.
He's also your brother.
He's also on the same position. Bruh, we are on page 15.
Wait, were you all like double reading? Lesson. Were you all reading?
Swahili double lesson. Yo, it's like this.
The lecturer usually says, okay, we are starting from behind and I'm the backbencher. We are starting from behind. Ruto? Ali Kamambia.
It was so hard Ruto? To read in Swahili.
Ruto, and you're in a form 3, you don't know how to read. my brother.
For us, it was different because when we used to go for those lessons, so they normally knew that we were definitely going to sleep. Because, you know, these classes used to come on the after lunch. Or just immediately next to lunch.
Yeah.
And it used to be very slow. So whenever you used to get to that point, our teachers used to say, oh, let's go to the underneath the tree so we can read. Everybody carries their chairs and we go sit outside and we just start reading.
Mm.
But yo, that was just a perfect spot. I tell you, we used to have a hockey pitch.
Hey, I think it was just ugali cabbage.
Listen,
ugali skuma. Ugali cabbage, ugali skuma.
Listen, for us,
we ugali maragwe.
You have a
listen.
We used to have a hockey pitch, and we used to have toilets next. So we used to sit. There was a tree we used to sit under, and the teacher used to stay all the way at the front. So us, we used to put our chairs in the tree, or just next
in
to
the tree.
Next to the tree, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us were leaning on the tree, and when we were leaning on the tree, and we held our books. You're leaning on the tree and you're holding your book.
And your chair is lifting a little bit.
Yeah. So you're just stepping on the chair. So one time, there's this guy forgot that
Mike.
We were reading.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So there's this guy who forgot we were reading.
Yep.
And you know those guys that just stay on one stance? They can't move.
Yeah.
So he was one of those guys.
I'm literally one of them.
I don't know what he was dreaming, but we just had somebody flying. Somebody just, he threw the book and just fell down. Bro, after
he had
that,
a nightmare.
I think he had a nightmare in the middle of a class.
I remember those high school times I say, we are co-illuminati.
Devil worshiper.
Devil worship.
Yeah. My guys.
Nah, that was crazy.
Thank you for hosting me. I really appreciate it, but I have to leave.
No worries, bro.
I appreciate it. I'll leave you guys to continue with this.
Yeah, we're even almost. We're approaching the last.
We are approaching the last.
All right.
Peace.
Adios, muchacho.
Adios. Catch him, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
But
nah,
yeah,
nah,
the reading thing. Okay. I should make it clear that. Let me make it clear, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like reading.
Yeah.
We got that.
I don't like reading.
Uh-huh.
I don't
that
like
one we understand.
But anyone who speaks to me too much English, I don't like him or her.
Yeah, in Australia.
No, I know that, but don't talk
this
to me
guy,
much.
This guy is assistant.
Yeah, in Australia.
Assistant HR,
and you don't like speaking English. Hi, and you don't like reading.
That's what, okay. Let me make it clear.
Hey.
I was working on call until I told my HR, like, okay, boss, being on call is a very hard thing for me. So I think you need to put me to a different place. And then they were like, okay, Eric is still complaining about the on-call and everything. Let's put him on the invoices. I was like, very happy, very happy.
But you have to read.
No, no. The invoices are easier to, it's easier to read than
you
to
don't
talk.
Have to speak.
You don't have to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, I can't speak English too fast.
Yeah. We got
fast.
That.
My situation. English too fast and me, everyone.
I think the audience.
The audience can tell.
Yeah.
That's why if you come to me, peacefully and slowly, not faster.
Anyway. Hey, hey,
I think I've made it clear. But, okay. I have this question that usually triggers me so much.
Triggers?
It triggers me too much.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah. Okay, William.
Yes.
Let's assume
uh-huh.
that you're in a relationship, okay?
Uh-huh.
We are assuming.
I mean, I am.
I know you are not in a relationship.
I am.
So, okay.
That's personal.
Okay, I know. You know, William has just said, I am. That is assuming it very well. So, William.
I don't like where this is going.
Okay. William, this is my question. A lady comes, you guys are felt in love, and then you're like, okay, this thing has gone to an extent that we're marrying each other, right?
Uh-huh.
Then the lady tells you that, okay, before this goes too far, I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I have my own kid, and since we are together, I don't know if you accept the fact that I have a kid, and will you accept me and the fact that I have a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with it, or you're not comfortable with it? And remember that you guys are like the next step that you guys are going in. The parents are going to know this.
Mm-hmm.
The parents already know this, so you guys are in a situation that you're supposed to tell each other, I have a kid. And can we go about with this?
Mm.
William, how can you handle that?
It's very hard because I feel like if we're at that point, I should already know you have a kid. Just tell me outright when we start knowing each other. if we like each other and end up loving each other, it doesn't have to do with the kid, but at least I know, right?
You know what you're in for.
I know what I'm getting myself into, right?
Yeah.
I would not mind it, but once we're in love, we've been going out for like 6 months, 8 months, you get serious, I introduce you to the parents, and then now you're like, oh, I need to tell you I have a kid.
Mm. Nah, why did you lie?
Okay.
Because why are you hiding that from me for 8 months?
Yep.
Okay, for the first month, okay. Yep. Second month, by the third month, if I don't know it.
Okay, maybe she'll say it didn't come up.
And it didn't come up.
Yeah, maybe she was like, oh, I'm scared. Like
I tell you about my day. I tell you I'm going to work. I tell you I'm going home. I'm telling you I'm doing this and that.
Yeah.
You tell me
you should be
home,
free telling me that you have a kid, right?
Yeah. Mm. Like, what are you doing? I'm just going out.
Okay, literally.
And you're taking your
William,
kid to like
William,
soccer practice or
William,
something like that.
William, when you guys met, she told you that I have a kid and you're okay with that.
Okay, if
okay,
we met before,
listen,
I got myself
listen,
into
listen,
that
listen,
situation.
Listen to my question. Because you've told her that you're comfortable with the kid, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She told you on the first approach that I have a kid, and you're okay with that, right? You guys felt in love. You already told the parents that we are okay with this.
Yeah.
Then you guys went to an extent that you did the engagement mm-hmm. and you did the wedding.
Yeah.
Upon getting to the house, she started favoring the kid, the first kid, whom he came with to your relationship, than the one that you guys had together.
Nah,
what will you do?
That's not being a good mother.
Mm.
So what will you do?
That's not being a good mother.
What will you do if someone literally takes care of the kid that came first than you?
That's
That's not being a good mother. You bring it up.
Wait.
This is the thing.
The kid that she had before,
mm-hmm.
she's been taken care of too much compared to the one that you guys had together.
Now
because this is the thing that usually happens.
That's just being a bad mom or a bad dad.
This is the thing that usually happens. What
if you welcome the situation?
Okay, you've noticed that, right? Yeah. What will you do?
Bring it up.
If you bring it up and she's not into it, she's not responding.
Now that's a different thing because it's like we are in our family. I have like stepbrothers and stepsisters.
Yeah.
We've never called each other stepbrothers or stepsisters
because
how we were brought up. All
we're all brothers
we
made,
that's
and
my
sisters.
Brother, that's my sister.
Yeah.
And we made, it's like, oh, yeah, that's this, that. Of course, every parent has like a favorite, but it's not because that's from this parent or that's from that parent. No. Not just that being a bad mom.
So the mom literally feels that if I'm not closer to this kid, he or she won't feel that she's closer to the family.
No. You're supposed to welcome
very,
the kid. There's so many fathers that have taken up that role of being a stepdad.
William, let me pause it from you there. Our father, Lynn has just said, "Where?" Lynn, tell us the where is it coming from?
Honestly, like, I don't think I'm comfortable with the whole, like, if my man comes in with, like, their child.
So you literally say coming in with the kid is the first problem into the relationship.
I don't want to deal like with your baby mamas and all that. I don't want to deal with the drama.
Yep. You're not ready for the drama totally, right?
What if you love me?
Just come alone, leave the kid with the other father.
I don't know. I don't want to like break up families or like.
But it's already broken up.
No, okay, not breaking up families. I don't want to like separate you and your kid, so I won't tell them leave them.
So,
with.
Okay, Lim.
Just don't come with kids.
Okay, Lim.
That's the thing. Because I'm not even sure if I want kids.
Lim,
hide them.
Lim,
we'll hide them. When you come down, we'll hide them. You won't know about it until their fifth birthday.
This is the question.
You see?
Lim.
Red flags.
Lim. Okay. William, you already have the red flag. I don't have any. Mm-hmm. So, Lim, I came in. We felt in love. We're like literally one thing, right?
It doesn't matter. I don't want kids.
You don't want kids from away. You just want kids from one.
Yeah.
Me and you, our own kids.
Yeah.
Not any kid from away.
Because I'm also scared maybe I'll favor mine more. You know?
That's
William.
So.
Okay. That comes back to William. You said that you're comfortable with the first thing. With the first thing that she's already coming with the kid.
Yeah.
You get into the marriage because... Marriage is not a relationship. This is a different thing beyond. It's beyond relationship.
Yeah.
And you realize that okay, this lady is favoring the
king.
Talk to her.
You're talking to her, but nothing is improving. What will you do?
You get extra help. Nothing works. Go separate ways.
That's right.
I honestly think. Okay. This might come out very badly.
Yep.
I honestly think. Marriages, if you guys have tried working it out, it's not working. You've got extra help, it's not working.
Just leave
William,
it.
Just separate.
William,
let me put it clear to our listeners and our viewers that in any relationship, in any marriage, if anything is not working out properly, don't force it. Just go separate ways.
I didn't say don't force it.
If you can try to force it.
You try force it.
Try and mend it.
You try and make it work.
Yeah.
You try and make it work.
Yeah.
You try and make it work.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
if it doesn't work out, between the two of us, it can't.
Yep.
You are someone we look up to and everything. We come to you, it doesn't work. We might go to like, if you're believers, to a church, or if you're this, you go to a counselor. You do that, it's not working.
I believe in my parents, I'll go back to the parents.
Yeah.
Okay, and it doesn't work.
If it doesn't work,
and
you guys, it reaches a point, you guys are toxic for each other.
Why
stay in a house and you're toxic for it? You are not happy, I'm not happy. What's that house?
This is why
like?
People are killing each
that's
other.
Why, that's why it gets... Yeah, that's why it gets
and like
handsy.
Abuse and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's not working and you've tried working
don't
out, try
force
working
it.
Out, try and working out. Yo,
don't stay just for
the
kids.
Walk now.
Okay, I'm just in front of the camera, and let me say this before my future wife. I, Eric Kipto Ruto, do support divorce.
Hey. Yeah, where's divorce coming?
Okay, let me just put it clear. In case I realize that something is not working, I know my temper, I know how everything works, I'll seek for the help, I'll go to the advisors. But if the advisors are not working well, for the betterment of our kid, for the betterment of any of the kid who is beyond us, let's just go separate ways.
Co-parent. Let's just go separate ways. Ugly. But it's for the betterment, ugly is better than uglier.
Yeah. For the betterment of the kids, let's go the separate ways.
Yeah.
Instead of us bringing a bigger thing so that the kid can see, like, okay, my dad and my mom are not in good times. So,
because kids see.
Yeah. The kids will literally see.
Kids learn.
Mm.
And then the
So how you treat each other.
There was a show I was seeing, one of these dating shows.
Yeah.
Bro, that thing is terrible for TV, but I love watching it.
Mm.
But it's, I think one of the guys was saying, I don't want to be in a relationship because I'll cheat. Because the parents, the dad or whatever used to cheat. And it just so happens.
Is that Love Is Blind?
I think so. During the show, he actually did it. Mm. And it's like, oh, I told you I'd do it. Because
oh, it's not Love
so
Is Blind.
Kids see this.
Yeah.
They say that Love Is Blind.
With the same one.
At the end of the day, anything that happens in a relationship, anything that happens in a marriage, let it be a betterment to the kid.
Yeah. And to yourself as well.
Yeah. If the kid is going to be affected by anything.
Negatively.
Yeah. If anything is going to affect the kid negatively, you guys better go a separate way so that the kid can stay stable there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because at the end of the day, if you guys start fighting before the kid will know that, okay, my parents
it's
are fighting.
It's okay to fight.
Yeah.
When we have an argument or anything.
If my kid sees that, okay, it's okay to argue with anyone, with your friend, with your mom or everyone, that's what the kid feels.
Yep, yep.
So these are the things that should happen.
Yeah.
If you guys, okay, this to my my own perspective. If you guys feel like something that is happening is not all right or is not correct, you guys better go a separate way for the kid to feel okay.
Yep.
Don't do anything to favor yourself, favor the kid.
I know. So, yeah, I think that's it. As we finish, I think it was a nice, it's been a while since we sat down, I think. So, yeah, it was a nice episode. Let's thank the fans for listening and being with us until this point. For those watching, leave a comment,
subscribe,
like, share the video to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spread the word. I think we got to 100 subscribers a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but we haven't shot it since then, so that's a big thank you from all of us. 100 is growing considering we started with zero,
mm-hmm.
and then we were at 15, and then like for some time,
I know.
Then at 6, and then it hits 100. Now let's keep pushing. Let's keep growing.
Yeah.
Leave a review if you're listening to any of the audio platforms. There've been a little bit of problems with that, but it should be sorted by the time this comes out. It will be sorted.
Mm.
And yeah, that's it. And I think do you wanna mention about the Read the Room Media?
Yeah.
The
okay. So for the guys who have listened this episode to the end. And who have watched this episode to the end, this is the thing that we have the Read the Room podcast and we have the Read the Room Media. Read the Room Media basically deals with the photography, videography, and all this media work, live coverage and everything. So all these services are offered, just reach us out. We can so soon we'll start be posting on our pages that all the services that we do offer, just reach us out. We got very affordable prices. We'll capture all those moments.
Yep.
We have a lot of weddings to present to you. We'll give you our portfolio. Our portfolio and our website is just dropping to you guys very, very soon it's all ready.
Yeah.
So if you guys know that any of your friend or any of your partner has a baby shower, wedding, anything that entails taking photos, taking videos, or any live coverage,
we got you.
Because you have friends from USA, you have friends from Australia, you have friends from any part of the world need to see this.
Mm.
We all do that job.
Yep.
So just reach us out. We'll basically handle everything with you guys and we'll just make everything memorable for you. We'll just give you the best photos that you've never seen in a wedding.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're guaranteeing it.
Yeah.
We're guaranteeing it. So, yeah. So as we close out, from the right, your handles.
Yeah. With me, just find me at on Instagram. I'm the only handsome married person.
Married again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me make it clear. Exactly. All my friends know me as a single person.
But it proves the fact that you need a you need a girlfriend to find a wife.
Okay, guys.
You need a wife to find a girlfriend.
Okay, guys.
So it's like you can't be alone and looking for a wife. Yeah. You need someone there so that you can find somebody else.
So, guys, I'm beautifully. Okay, I'm not beautifully. I'm handsomely. Okay, guys. Somebody.
You just invented that word. I think I have a person.
My name is, my Instagram handle is Eric Kiptoruto. Just find me there. Reach me out anytime. If you're single, don't reach my DM. I won't help you. I'm already taken. Just reach me out for business.
So you're doing too much.
Thank you so much. Peace.
Well, it's Lee Kanye and, well, my Instagram handles. She is Lee Kanye on all social media.
It's baby. _ Kisaka _ baby K should be the name coming up. From that, our TikTok is
Read the Room Podcast. Yes.
Our YouTube is Read the Room Podcast. And our Instagram is Read the Room Podcast now. And now another factor that we brought in is now Read the Room Media, where everything covers. And yeah, so reach out, keep sharing, keep commenting. I have a few t-shirts like this. I hope they'll...
Okay, remove your jacket.
I'll take a photo. We have a few t-shirts like this.
We have our own merchandise. We call it merchandise.
I think I have like around 10 of them. So if you comment and you need it, I can send it to you. It's free. And yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Peace.
Peace.
Read the Room Media.